Welcome, beautiful one, to the Remarkable Souls podcast. I'm your host, Ann Ribley, here to share with you insights, inspiration, and interviews on what it means to become a remarkable soul. Release, release, release. Let's talk about this power, the power to release. This past week, I had the honor to lead a full moon ritual in my community here in Santa Barbara. There was probably around 35 to 40 attendees to this full moon ritual, and it included children. It was at a family community gathering evening event. And for those of you that know that I've been teaching how to do your own full moon ritual with your family every month as a spiritual practice, I like to keep it simple because when we keep it simple, we make it easier to be consistent with. So this past full moon, I was so touched and moved by the children as they participated in it. I found this interesting thing happen when the young girls, after they threw in what they were releasing into the fire, how one by one, they were coming up to share with me what they had put in there. It was as if they wanted to be seen and heard for what they were feeling that needed to be released. And these were different age groups, girls that were 9, 7, 8, 11. And it was real stuff. Whether it been feelings around letting go, sadness around family dynamics, whether it be parents arguing, splitting up, missing a family member, being separated from a family member. It was a variety of true and real processing feelings that these girls who were from different families, various life situations, and they were one by one gradually making their way to me to tell me what they had thrown in the fire. It was also interesting that there was a young boy there who one of the girls had asked, "What did you throw in the fire? What did you let go? What did you release?" And he had said, "I let go of wanting to get even, because when someone makes me mad, I want to get even with them." I went home that night and I was so moved, because this is what lights me up with teaching the spiritual practice of doing these moon rituals, is when we give this chance to the young to touch in with their feelings, to surrender them and release them, and have a chance to give awareness and acknowledge them. Imagine this world if every month, every young girl, every young boy had the chance to look at what's stirring in them and how can they let that go? How can they release that? What kind of impact would that make on our relationship with one another and the world and the earth and nature if we had this ability to be in a state of ease with our feelings? All this disease and illness that gets trapped in the body many times is the energetics that are suppressed and left unprocessed. It's a state of dis-ease. Imagine that. So I spent the next couple of days just so gratified with the power of this teaching on how to release and how to do this during the natural synchronistic time of the full moon, when that which is dark wants to be illuminated, lit up, and let go of. And then I thought about this story that my dad told me is that when his mother, my grandmother, was dying of cancer and was on her deathbed, she told my dad, "My father did something so horrible to me, I've never told a soul, and I'm taking it to my grave." That was as far as she could speak those words. Let it be known. Something that was trapped inside of her that needed to be released, that needed to be acknowledged, that needed to be spoken. I thought of my grandmother when the Me Too movement happened. I thought about how she lived in a time where it wasn't safe for her to speak up, for her to say those words of what she felt trapped inside of her, poisoning her body. And as far as she could go with just to begin to release it at the end of her life was just to acknowledge how horrible it was, that she wasn't safe to speak up. So she carried that, carried the weight of that. And during this Me Too movement, I felt how proud I was of the brave women speaking up. It was time for it to shift. It was time for it to be spoken. It was time to release this power of truth. And now I see these young girls standing and coming up into their lives, speaking their feelings, knowing what they're feeling, no shrinking, no suppressing, showing up authentically in the truth of what they were feeling and letting it go, the power to release. I had heard an interview with a very noteworthy actress, and somebody had asked her, "What would you say was the influence that allowed you to be so authentic with your work and acting?" And she said it came from an instructor who began every session with 10 minutes of pure releasing. And how he would do it is he would have them lay on their backs with their eyes closed for 10 minutes and just repeat, "I release, I release, I release, I release." And the magic of that is the words "I release" actually allows us to naturally drop down into our relaxed essence, the very essence of who we are in a relaxed state. If I were to say to you, "Relax. Now there's something you have to do. And in order to relax, you have to release. And in the release, we naturally remove the resistance." I release. Power words. It's something that we can allow ourselves to drop into our power, remove the resistance and the static. I am currently getting ready to kick off the summer session of the Soul Stamina Plan that we're going to follow through for the end of this year, really going through our 7 core areas and how do we drop into our power as it relates to our emotions, our mental clarity and connection, our character, our physical, our soul, our relationships, our worldly worth. But the first thing that I take people through is really about releasing all of that energetic, emotional, karmic debts is what I like to call it. It's those takeaways. It's the things that's getting in the way from us accessing our deeper reservoirs of where our stamina and our power sits. And when we can let that go, that's just the beginning part, the release. We naturally start to relax into our soul's stamina. You can find out more about my soul stamina plan at annribley.com. And you can also find out more about how to do a full moon ritual with yourself or with a loved one or with your family. The power of showing up consistently every month during the time of the full moon and the new moon cannot be measured, the impact it can bring into your life, the level of stamina it can begin to build, and the meaningful momentum. You know, I always say that if every month you checked in during the time of the full moon to release what needs to go, what's heavy, what's dark, and then during the time of the new moon to give intention to what wants to come through new in its manifestation. If your life just improved 5% at the time of the full moon and 5% at the time of the new moon, that's 10% a month. That's 120% in a year. I cannot express the power of showing up, of doing these rituals. I've heard from you, miracles, transformations, deep healings happened. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for showing up to your life. I want to thank you for taking the time when you have shared it with me. I want to just do a big quick shout out to Heather, who just sent me this a couple days ago. I want to thank you for the time you give each month to those who follow you. I've been listening to your new and full moon audios for about 4 years adamantly. You have helped me get beyond some of the most difficult times. Even your voice is comforting now. Thank you again. Namaste. Thank you, Heather. I was so touched. And I want to say this, I've heard this commonly, that this has been a source of real power and transformation for many during some really tough, difficult times. So this is an invitation for you, just to remind you the power of releasing, the power of showing up, the power of being true to ourselves and what we want in our lives. So this podcast episode is dedicated to the power of release, wherever it is in your life at this time, giving yourself the spiritual practice and the process to allow what needs to be released, so that you may become more true to you and your soul-inspired life. You are wired to be inspired. All of our physiology is set up to reward, to give all of good well-being to inspiration. And when we release that which is heavy, that which is holding us back, we naturally open up our gift of inspiration to speak to us. You are invited to join the Soul Stamina Plan. You can find that on the website at annribley.com. And everything on how to use the full moon and the new moon as a source of healing and transformation and bringing intention to your manifestation with the spiritual practice of the moon rituals can also be found at annribley.com. You matter, your dreams matter, and you living a life that is inspired from the truest part of you, the soul of you, who you really are. And it is remarkable. You are a remarkable soul. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.